We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Barbara Kelly. Barbara, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. So what have you been up to lately, Barbara?
Oh, lately. Let's see. I've been doing so many things trying to get myself up and going. I just finished doing the Joy Fest with radio announcer Randy Johnson with Rejoice 990. Got it, can't get it straight, Rejoice 990, and promoting my new EP, and which I'm very excited about that. Also, prior to coming there, I was just in New Jersey shooting a video for one of the songs that is on the EP, and also had an opportunity to be in an extra on the filming on location for a TV series that is being shot right now. So I'm a little busy, just a little busy.
I hear you. That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. What do you mean that's enough for me?
That song right there, it's really another one of my testimonies, although all of them are for me. God has blessed me so much when I couldn't see my way through. And every time he would bless me, I would always say, you know what, God, if you don't do another thing for me, you know, that's enough. That's enough for me. And I really meant it because I felt like, okay, he's proved himself more times over for me and allowing me to see his hand moving on my behalf. So I was like, God, that's enough. If you don't ever do another thing for me, ever, you've already done enough for me. And I know people say that a lot all the time, but I really live through that, and it's a testimony.
When it comes to your music, how would you describe your music?
Ooh, you know what? That's kind of that's kind of difficult for me to say because I myself never set out to say, okay, I'm going to sing this type of music, and I'm going to write this type of song. You would never know by listening to my music that I come from a traditional background, and I grew up singing, you know, all of the old traditional songs that everybody else grew up singing. But listening to my music, you would never know. I just allow whatever unfolds. Just unfold, but I was hoping that maybe, I know it was difficult, you know, for people to say, okay, what type of gospel is that? And even some people even said, well, I wouldn't call that gospel, but somewhere between urban, neo / inspiration / uplifting / you know, somewhere along, you can put it in there somewhere, you know.
Smooth worship. How did you like doing that?
I really enjoyed doing that, and actually I got that title from Pete Humphreys, who is a well-known mix master in Philadelphia, and he's mastered thousands of LPs and CDs for people. And when we were in the studio mixing it, I didn't have a title for the CD at that time, and we were mixing it. And he turned around and he looked at us and he said, you know what, this is like really so smooth. It's like, you know, like a smooth gospel sort of thing. And it kind of perked me up a bit because I really hadn't toyed with a title as far as like, you know, what to call it. But that first CD that I did in 2009, I named it Smooth Worship because to me that's the vein that it was in, and there's not a genre called Smooth Worship, but maybe, you never know.
Hey,
maybe I might be the first.
You could be
maybe.
Barbara,
yeah,
what can we expect? What can we expect on the EP?
On the EP, expect, okay, so there's two songs on the EP. Expect sort of, if you've heard my last, you know, and some people are just beginning to know and listen to my music, but expect to, once you put it in, don't look for anything traditional, although you will feel and know that the words, I would have to come from a traditional background to even, you know, to get that overall, you know, sense with the lyrics. And but you'll get that, okay, I can relax. I can, it's a personal relationship sort of feel with God. It's not that corporate thing that you need people with you. It's just me and God. It's so personal. And so you'll get that laid back, smooth, you know, just me and God sort of thing. I'm hoping that people will get that sense when they, you know, listen to it.
I put my trust in you. Let's talk about that.
Oh, another testimony. And I want to say this. I know everybody, all the singers, you know, they always say, you know, this is my testimony. This is my, I don't write songs. I don't sit down with a pen and piece of paper like some people do. I've tried it. I never was able to write songs that way. I have to live through something first. And out of that will birth the lyrics and the experience of what I went through. And to me, it's kind of easy for me to write a song because once I hear the music, I already know the story. And then I just have to put the lyrics where they belong. But I Put My Trust in You came about when my back wasn't only up against the wall. It was inside of the wall.
Wow.
Like totally inside of the wall. No, I didn't see, you know, there was no light at the end of the tunnel. You know, there wasn't that glimmer of hope. There wasn't, you know, and the only thing I had to hold on to was God's promise to me. And I do know for a fact that his word does not come back void. So I had to lean and solely depend on God, not on a paycheck, not on friends, not even on family, you know, not spouse. And he's a very good friend of mine. You know, my spouse is, he's a good friend. Couldn't depend on him. But I knew for a fact that if I just, you know, put my trust in him, in the Lord, and just, you know, lean on him and look and hear everything that he was saying and trust him. There was a lot of times, you know, he would show me something and I'm like, oh, this can't be. But my spirit kept saying, trust. And that's where that one came about. I Put My Trust in You.
Been done quit. Yeah.
Can I tell you how many times ministry have beat this girl up?
Wow. Hey.
I mean, really, really got beat up, really got kicked, and to the point where I couldn't throw in a towel because I couldn't find a towel to throw in.
Hey.
So, you know, if it wasn't for the Lord, I would have really given up a long time ago. But, and he kept reminding me, okay, if you give up, what are you going to give up to? What are you going to do? What, you know, this is who you are. This is who I made you to be. This is what I put in you. This is what I planted in you. So what are you going to give up to? So if it had not been for him, I would, trust me, I would have been done quit. I'd have just given up because I can't deal with, without God, I can't deal with people. I can't deal with, I'm not that strong to deal with people on a raw. So, yeah, I couldn't find a towel to throw in.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I'm glad you couldn't find that towel.
I couldn't find a towel to throw in. Hey. Wanted to throw it in. Couldn't borrow one. Couldn't buy one. But wanted to, yeah.
It's our guest, Barbara Kelly, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Barbara, is there a special place you go to write music, or is there something special you do to get you in that mood to write a song?
No, because God is always speaking. He's always speaking. We're just not always listening. And I can walk down the street and all of a sudden, and the sign that's been there all along, been there, you know, billboard, been there, you know, probably for years. And I can hear the voice inside of me. I can hear him saying, look up, and I'll look up, and I see the sign, and I see these words. And all of a sudden, they mean so much to me, to the point where, you know, I just feel it on the inside, and I'll just start singing, which is crazy, you know, it's crazy. But I don't have a special place. I don't have a special time. I don't have that, you know, cozy little corner. Yeah, that's not even, I don't even operate like that. I wish I could.
Wow.
But no, I don't.
Let's get your music in the hands of folks. Social media-wise, where can they pick up your EP? Where can they find you? Where can they connect?
They can connect with me on Instagram. On Instagram, at BabsKelly2, which is BabsKelly2. That's Instagram. On Twitter, it's just at Barbara, BARBRAH. And I'm on Facebook, but I have two Facebook pages.
Okay.
One is Barbara Kelly, which is BARBRAH, Kelly, KELLEY. And the other is Barbara Tootin Kelly, which was my government name thrown in the middle. But I do have a website, www.BarbaraKellyMusic.com. They can log on to the site, and they can find out a little bit more information about me. They can also go to iTunes, Amazon.com, CD Baby, Google Play Store, all those, you know, those little popular little digital stores that you can go to and purchase the CD. And I would love for them to purchase it. And if they want a hard copy, they can email me or inbox me and with their address, and I will most definitely send them a hard copy.
Sounds
great.
For those
who don't like the download, yeah.
Yeah, and you will autograph it for them too, right?
I will autograph it for them. Most definitely will.
That sounds great. It is our guest, Barbara Kelly, inside of the Gospel Spotlight. Barbara, thank you for taking the time to talk to our audience.
You're welcome.
Thank you. May God continue to bless you on your journey.
Thank you so much, and God bless you too.
Thank you. It's our guest, Barbara Kelly, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.